What it means to be called to the ministry ultimately is to be an ordained ambassador of Christ. So the person has the gifts, the church recognizes the gifts, and then through ordination, the candidate is set apart to office.
The entire grid of the educational experience at Greenville Seminary is a fraternity of holy men called by God for this one thing, the ministry of the Word.
We can't make a man a preacher, and we can't give him gifts. But if God's calling a man, and he's got gifts for the ministry as well as spiritual qualifications, then we have designed a curriculum that I believe a man leaves here equipped, but also then to be involved. The seminary's standards can be summarized in terms of a high view of Scripture and a high view of God, the centrality of God and of the sovereign grace of God in conversion and Christian living, personal holiness and piety. The nature, the purpose, the glory of God shapes us and shapes what we want to be as a seminary.
A big part of my experience at Greenville Seminary was having mentors in the faculty that modeled what it was to preach, to pray, to be engaged in a local church.
What attracted me to Greenville Seminary and what continues to draw me here is the stress on personal godliness, doctrinal unity, and passionate, Christ-exalting, Spirit-filled preaching.
I want to measure success by the criteria of God's Word, so that we're godly in how we conduct ourselves in every level, that we keep striving toward excellence in everything that we do, and that our students love God, love God's people, and love the work of the pastoral ministry.